We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I thought about this a lot. When Folsy was gone on paternity leave is when, if ever, we would again engage in the wheel of football. Well, that day has arrived. That moment has arrived. Folsy, I hand the mic to you.
Yes. Come one, come all. It's the wheel of football.
Yes, Ron. Ron, do you like that? You like the music and the intro?
I love it.
Here we go. Let's go to Big D for Jerry Jones, who's continuing to yammer like he always does.
He sucks, Ron.
He said...
Have you had a chance to read any of Swagger?
No, I'm saving it.
Jimmy Johnson's a big part of that book.
I bet you his opinion changed over the years.
He reveals their difficulties. It's pretty good.
I'm sorry, Folsy.
The latest, he said, San Francisco and the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in 25 years. Understand that. San Francisco's in the same boat as Dallas. You like the old deflection here from Jerry Jones.
You know, somebody else's misery doesn't take away from your misery. They have the most lucrative franchise in sports, and they can't get to a Super Bowl. They haven't been to one since... They beat a team in 1995, your Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's not all measured on Super Bowls. That's a fallacy when it comes to the Steelers, too. I shouldn't say fallacy. It's just, it's. If you measured everything only on Super Bowl wins, most teams would never, ever, ever be successful all the time.
Right.
The San Francisco 49ers are winning playoff games regularly. They just got to a Super Bowl. They might have gotten to another one if their quarterback room didn't get destroyed this season. They beat Dallas last year and this year in a playoff game. They're keeping him out of the Super Bowl. No. What the hell is he talking about?
That's the best
part. The Cowboys
part.
Have had very few playoff wins. Very few. What, Romo win one while he was there, I believe?
Invalid comparison. Niners are really good and winning right now. The Cowboys are underachieving.
The best part of that is that they've eliminated Dallas themselves the past two playoff
runs.
It's unbelievable. The other question to that with Jerry Jones is, will Dallas ever win another Super Bowl while he's the owner of the team?
He's no kid anymore. He's 80 and looked every bit of it after the game the other day. When he called that, he goes, the loss was sickening. Sickening. I think he is wondering if he's going to get a shot at it again.
That was a yes or no question, Ron.
You want me to say will
yes.
he or won't
will he?
I'll say no.
No. It mostly because it's becoming a golden age of quarterbacks again, and his guy's not good enough that he has signed to a long-term lucrative deal. Sorry, Jerry.
The wheel of football.
Let's stick with the San Francisco 49ers, shall we?
My turn to answer first, Ron. Should we alternate?
Sure.
John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Oh, Kyle Shanahan actually said it himself, saying that they're going to move on from Jimmy G. He's not coming back next year. So if you're the San Francisco 49ers, who's your starting quarterback for next year?
Well, I had this conversation with Bob Pompiani a couple weeks ago and Ron, and to me there was an easy answer then. It was Brock Purdy. He's a guy who, in the same parameters of the same offense, radically outperformed Jimmy G as Mr. Irrelevant. So, to me, he's your starter. He won a bunch of games and was great.
And he have an elbow surgery?
Well, then he had an elbow injury, so now my opinion is obviously different.
Trey Lance. Right?
Well, wait a second. What was the question, Folsy?
Who would be your starting quarterback?
Well, it might have to be Trey Lance.
process of elimination, right?
Yeah. If Jimmy G's gone, then you have to go with Trey Lance, assuming he's right. But if it's Purdy, if he can make that comeback, which it doesn't look like he will be, then he's your obvious leader in the clubhouse. The guy was great.
It has to be Trey Lance. I mean, unless they go out and trade for Aaron Rodgers or somebody. I mean, I don't know who else it's going to be. And he said Jimmy G won't be back. Didn't leave much room for misinterpretation there. And if the guy's not healthy, Purdy, what are you going to do? You go to a guy. It's not like you're in a terrible situation because he was your starter going into last year.
One more story that's Niners related. They, of course, are the team that's been the most outspoken. And
hold on a second, Folesy. And I'm sorry to interrupt. My wheels are turning here, Ron. Do they have to move on from Jimmy G?
They said that yesterday.
They have to?
They didn't say they have to. They said
they will.
I think it was Shanahan. Shanahan said, I can't envision any scenario when he's back.
Would you choose Jimmy G over Trey Lance if you were the 49ers? They don't have to move on from anybody. They only have one healthy quarterback.
Well, I don't know. They don't have to, but they said they're going to. That's good enough for me. I mean, it's
well, doesn't that raise the question, should they?
Well, that's a different story, but he asked who's going to be the quarterback, and I'm saying Trey Lance because Jimmy G's not in the picture.
Right. I'm advancing that conversation to, are the 49ers right for moving on from Jimmy G?
They must have another plan. Maybe there's somebody else they're looking at bringing in. I don't think they would say that publicly yesterday that he's not going to be back. And they said it yesterday.
If Brock Purdy's out for the whole year, which is a possibility, and all they have is Trey Lance, then I'm absolutely considering Jimmy G. He's a guy who knows the offense and has won me games. Some. So, you know, what else are you going to do? I don't even know if Trey – I love Trey Lance going into last year, and then the first couple games happened – I'm not so sure this would be the wisest move for them.
I get the feeling, though, that relationship isn't very good at this point.
It wasn't good last year.
This past year, right.
And they put things aside to make it work, but I don't know. Can you continue that kind of relationship?
I don't know.
That probably factors in a lot.
I don't know.
They must have a plan. You know, they're either going to trade to draft somebody or
yeah, the question trade. Is their plan good? Because a lot of people would say it wasn't good going into this year because they don't like Trey Lance. A lot of people would say they had the wrong plan and got lucky with Jimmy G coming back and with Purdy.
Do they absolutely not like Trey Lance?
I didn't say that. I said people don't like Trey Lance and
drafted him number one and had made him their starter going into this year.
Yes,
and
they did.
And then he gets hurt. That tells me they believe in Trey Lance.
There's no doubt they do. The question is, are they right? They weren't last year. They wanted to get rid of Garoppolo and were lucky he fell back into their laps.
Yeah, but you don't count on Lance going down in the second game or third game, whatever it was. First game, second game, third game.
Is it not still a viable question, were the 49ers right to choose Trey Lance over Garoppolo?
No, I think they chose the guy they thought was best, and I have no problem with that.
Okay.
The other part of this is, of course, they're the team that's saying, hey, we should dress more than two quarterbacks in a game. And you agree with that? That rule should be changed?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Add a third guy. What does it hurt?
I don't get it. I mean, I do like the panic scenario where a team has to go to its emergency quarterback and just to see what they do whenever they have to have their offense led by that. But
there he
I
is.
Think it's dumb.
He looks like he's 100. They just had Jerry Jones on there. He looks like he's 100 years old.
He ain't winning with that guy. They just showed Dak.
Look at him.
Yeah. Yeah,
he doesn't look good, does he?
And I don't think Dak is bad by any means, but there's just too many
guys
better
than
him.
Not as good as those other guys.
Yeah.
What's Steven Jones like? Is that his son's name?
That's his son. Man, he doesn't even look good either. Of course, I'm one to talk.
Think they're glad they chose Taco Charlton, one pick ahead of T.J. Watt, Ron?
Jerry's a billionaire, though. His problems don't seem quite as bad as maybe other people.
What if they'd gotten Watt? And then still drafted Micah Parsons. Oh. Can you imagine those bookends? Be the greatest in NFL history.
Think they would win a playoff game?
Maybe. Maybe they'd win a game.
Maybe.
Is this my turn now?
Yeah. CBS Sports has put together the most important free agent to sign for every single team in the National Football League. You scroll down to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they have one Cameron Sutton, the 27-year-old cornerback. Should the Steelers make, well, everything that they can? Should they do everything that they can to bring this guy back, even if they have to overpay?
I'm not in favor of overpaying for Cam Sutton. Would he be my top choice? Probably. I mean, who else? Ogunjobi, maybe. I'm trying to think of
Edmonds.
Edmonds is I would be very interested in as well, especially if he brings his brother with him. I would say Cam is my top choice. You need corners. He was very valuable this year, very versatile. But I'm not overpaying for him. I'm going to find somebody else if I can't come to a reasonable deal.
Ron just hit on something very important, Folsy.
Mm-hmm.
If signing Terrell Edmonds means that I get Tremaine, even if I have to overpay Terrell, he becomes a priority a trillion times over Cam Sutton.
A chip into the process.
A trillion times over Cam Sutton. But I do like Cam Sutton. He's versatile, good player. If I can't get Tremaine with Terrell, then yes, Sutton's my priority, but not to the point where, you know, I'll overpay a little.
What's overpaying?
I don't know. What's his market value? I would have to know that.
Yeah.
What's his market value, Folsy?
I don't know off the top of my head. I have to do a little bit of research. Right
you
here.
Should. You're the beat writer, and you're running the wheel of football.
I am. But I've got other spokes on this wheel that I want to attend to before I get to that.
Would I slightly overpay so that I don't have to go chasing that position again along with a draft pick? Yeah, I think that's smart business because it's a premium position, but not by a lot, Ron.
I agree.
Tremaine
Edmonds. What if you think you're going to draft Joey Porter Jr.? Then he's not as valuable to me if they get the corner in the first round.
To me, he is because he's a different kind of corner, and I need more than one.
He can play inside, outside, no doubt.
He's not a guy that he's not an elite corner.
Very versatile.
And if I lose him, even if I draft Joey Porter, then who's my number two who can do what he can do? I'm either going to have to sign somebody or draft somebody else. What about William Jackson? Dulac says they're not even bringing him back. What was that all about then?
I don't know.
It's because he was cheap, I
Did
guess.
Did I read Dulac's answers these past couple weeks?
I thought that he wasn't coming back.
Why did they bring him here?
I don't know.
And then who?
And he had history where he came from.
Well, they liked him in the draft.
Washington didn't think he, you know, was a player.
And then there's Witherspoon, no. And then there, even though he thinks he's a top five corner. And then there's Levi Wallace, who I like as
a
number three.
He played a little better than I thought he was going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, as a number three type guy. But I think Cam Sutton's a good player at a premium position. So, yeah, I'd overpay him a little. Sure.
And at a position they're not very deep in, as we just outlined. That factors in as well.
Precisely, Folsy.
All right, I know you're fired up. 2024 is the year that the AFL returns. The Arena Football League. You watching? You interested?
You ever go to an Arena Football League game?
No.
I never did either. Never did either. Who was the coach? Joe Herring? He was a coach on the Maulers when I covered the Maulers of the USFL. His nickname was Snorts. Snorts. How are you, Snorts? I never went to an Arena Football League game.
I'm Herring. He's not the coach anymore, Folsy. Who is?
You like that, Horst?
They have a new coach who's a notable name, don't they?
They do? I don't know.
Last year it was Kirby Wilson, correct?
Yes.
This year it's not him.
Yes.
But somebody else notable.
You're right.
Who was it? What's the other? The Maulers. Their coach is back. The one that said the player didn't want the food or something. Wasn't that the story?
No, that was Kirby Wilson. He's gone.
No, he's talking about the Arena Football League.
Yeah,
what am I talking about?
I think Kirby Wilson is with the USFL.
Ray Horton, by the way, is the new head coach.
Ray Horton. Wait, it's not the same team?
No, it's not the same league.
Well,
it's the Arena Football
League. That
gives
you your answer to your question is no, I won't watch a second of anything outside of the NFL as far as pro football. I never have, and I never will, maybe the XFL, because they had a couple of innovations back then that interested me for a minute, Ron. The helmet cam.
Their most famous player was?
Rod Smart.
He hate me.
Anything else, Falsey?
Yeah, I have one more thing here. And that's Coach Prime. Deion Sanders, he says that he's not getting into names. He shies away from names because he doesn't even know the names of all of his players right now. But he did just attract a class of 42 newcomers in just 8 weeks on the job at Colorado. So my question is, how long will it take before we see Colorado make a playoff appearance? And it could expand. Keep that in mind.
I'm going to say no more than 3 years. I think he's going to do an incredible job there. I think he's going to lure great players. And as long as – I don't know who his assistants are. As long as he has some great assistants around him, I think they're going to be dynamite.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. But it'll certainly help when UCLA and USC flee. Are they both leaving, Ron?
Yes.
So this year we had USC – where's Colorado here?
Way down. They finished last.
They're last. So you're going to have to contend with USC. Utah has a very good program under Whittingham. You know, they've been good for a long time. Washington, Oregon draws good. Wow, look at all the ranked teams they had this year. USC, Utah, Washington, Oregon, Oregon State, and UCLA. He's got his work cut out for him, but man, when those two teams leave, yeah, when are they leaving?
I think I thought 25 or 26.
So if he says within 3 years, yeah. Well, then you got to be a national playoff team. I'm going to say no, Folsy.
But it's going to expand the playoff, right?
Oh, to eight teams.
Yeah.
Think Narduzzi gets in? Who do you think gets in first, Ron? Franklin, Narduzzi, or Deion to the playoff?
Wow.
I'm sorry, Folsy. Did I upstage
the
wheel of
football? No, this is good. I like when the topics have legs.
That's an interesting question. Legs. I mean, I think Deion's going to do great work, but, I mean, Franklin... everything I hear, they're going to be knocking on the door next year. But they can't beat Michigan and Ohio State. They got to figure out how to do that.
Might not happen.
They're going to probably be a top five team in the preseason.
Might be
for
right
what
around
it's
there.
Worth, for what
and,
it's
and also, Franklin would have been in an 18 playoff. How many times already?
Two or three. Yeah, two or three.
Right. Isn't it going to 12?
Is it going to 12, Ron?
Going to 12.
When?
I think in 24. I think it was supposed to be 26, and they moved it up to 24.
How did I miss that one, Folsy? I thought it was stuck at 8.
I want it to be 8. I think that's the perfect number.
I mean, it's going to 12, then Franklin would have been in there 6 times already.
Yes. And Colorado will probably be in there within the next couple years. If it expanded to 12 right away.
If it's going to 12, then I say yes, Ron. 12 teams. My God, it's getting like the NFL.
It is. Thanks, Folsy, for a wonderful Wheel of Football. We really appreciate
it. James,
we really missed it.
Yeah, we missed
it. Welcome, Ron.
Then James Franklin can go barely over 500 every year but still be in it in the playoffs, and they'll laud him in State College the way they do the local football team here.
Will they give him a contract extension again?
We were 15th.
They've already given him a contract extension.
I know.
We were 15th, and we almost made the playoff. We didn't have a losing season, though. Let's give him an extension, another one. Thank you, Folsy.
Thank you, Joe.
Coming up, Ron, I have an unbelievable question for you two about local events in Pittsburgh. When is Noah Hyles? That's not even his name.
Next.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Is that his name, Ron?
It's Hyles, isn't it?
Yeah, Hyles.
Hyles, I said that.
Noah Hyles. Okay.
12:30.
He too.
Is he coming up? 12:30.
He too was.
Well, then he's next, Folsy.
Yes,
why didn't you jump in and keep me
ear.
From embarrassing myself?
I got in your ear when you were halfway through that.
Ron, I'm very misinformed. I thought the playoff was going to 8 teams. I thought Noah Hyles, I didn't even know he was coming on.
You're still.
You should have just jumped in,
you
Folsy.
You are still living it in that romantic evening you had with Mrs. Starkey
seeing,
the other night.
Yeah. Seeing little
Noah
hearts.
Hyles was also in the building last night for that pit game.
Yes, he was, and I want to ask him about this little dust-up, and I also want to ask him about how solid ground Pitt is on to get into the NCAA tournament. And then I have a fun little segment for you gentlemen. The most popular events coming up in Pittsburgh as far as ticket sales go. I want to know which one Folsy and Ron would go to, perhaps together. That's coming up here on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.